my family. Blog post written and posted on December 4th, 2012. Premise number one, I believe there are much higher purposes for our placement in our families. Premise number two, I know my lifelong vision of changing the world is coming true right now, today and every single day going forward for the rest of this life. Logical conclusion? My family, immediate and extended, is absolutely positively part of bringing this massive world-changing vision to fruition, if only through their effect on me over the years. There is no exaggerating when I say that in the new paradigm, the one based in love that will raise this world's vibration, my huge family will be one of the most powerful families in the world. Seriously, I am absolutely not kidding. The intelligence, the work ethic, the athleticism, the kind-heartedness, the love, the generosity, and the overall insane levels of energy of my parents, my brothers, and my amazing aunts, uncles, and cousins is truly unbelievable. When they are in the zone, they are the most incredible kind of human beings walking this planet. However, many of my relatives, like 95% of the rest of the American population, are plagued by the emotions of fear, worry, anxiety, and guilt. Emotions that, when felt, immediately throw you out of the zone. A highly competitive, high-achieving bunch, at all generational levels, we often are our own worst critics. Most of us are type A++, with a tendency of striving for perfection. All in all, a perfect storm in terms of having an abundance of energies most likely to prevent true lasting happiness. My spiritual transformation caused me to examine these belief patterns and personal characteristics in hopes of being able to discover how to recombine them in entirely new ways. The change has been nothing short of a miracle. The unfolding of a lifelong dream resulting from consciously playing a new game of life. A game I only learned existed as a result of an honest pursuit of finding true to the core happiness in the here and now. I am now shining as bright as I am meant to shine in this life. As such, I've finally been able to see, hear, and feel my unique calling that I believe beckons for each and every one of us in this world. In fact, it becomes more vivid every single day. As it turns out, I was completely underestimating both the energy drain from my negativity on the inside and the immense power we have to control our realities on the outside. This significantly raised level of awareness and consciousness has quite literally felt like the obtaining of a superhuman power. Hence, my use of my alias, another old high school nickname, Super Noon. And the best part? We all have this power. We just need to learn how to recognize and use it. My life is meant to serve as an example of the infinite possibilities that lie in front of us right now. I most certainly wouldn't be doing this, pursuing my vision with such passion, if I didn't want to be doing it. I am loving my life like I never imagined was possible. However, this is so much more than me. This is my calling. This is my truth. This is my duty to live it, especially as a member of this family. I am one of the few unmarried, childless, mortgageless, stuffless nieces and nephews remaining. If anyone had the easiest road, i.e., fewest dependencies to consider, to pursue their dream, it's me. If I can demonstrate the possibility exists, then those around me have one more reason to listen to their own calling, to pursue their own dreams. The more people you have around you living their truth in as many areas as possible, the easier it is to continue to find and follow your own. Which leads me to the final beautiful part of this family portion of the story. One cousin in particular knows exactly what I am talking about. Not surprisingly, fate landed us together in the same city 6 months apart. We hadn't even lived in the same state since 1994. Almost immediately, we discovered we were in very similar places in our respective spiritual journeys. As we got to know one another for the first time as adults, we were simultaneously living our massive life transitions in arguably one of the most energetic cities in the country. It will be a story in and of itself someday very soon. Until then, he and I know none of this is accidental. He and I know we are meant for greatness. We know we are meant to help awaken the rest of our amazing family to the same level of awareness and consciousness. The time for me to demonstrate my faith in the Force has most definitely begun. It has been a very, very powerful 4 months since leaving Washington. The growth has been substantial. The lessons learned, monumental. And the how much do I really believe test was passed with flying colors 7 weeks ago, as I was faced with a sudden drastic shift in my Florida situation. For the first time on this journey, I was able to say that I believe 100% to my core everything I am saying, writing, and living. There remains no doubt, worry, or concern for anything. I trust it all and have no fear lingering. Nothing or no one can possibly deter me now. I am strongly grounded in my heart, and I can finally claim that I accept and love myself unconditionally and without judgment to my core. I am soaring higher every day and will continue to go as high as I can. Within a year, this energy will spread like wildfire throughout the rest of my entire family. And then, get the hell ready. My aunts, uncles, and the hundreds of cousins spread across the country? Get ready, world. The Hughes and Nune families are just getting warmed up. We need just a little practice, but you will soon see a true dream team at play in a game more beautiful, more fun, and more positive than anything you've ever observed. World-changing. No doubts. Super Noon. This post was dedicated to one of my favorite aunts growing up. This day, December 4th, was her birthday, one I've remembered since I was a kid due to the proximity to my own. This particular aunt suffered one of the greatest losses you can experience in this life just 3 years ago. She has always had amazing strength, tact, and poise, but to see her maintain this during such a difficult time was an inspiration beyond words. More importantly, she wasted very little time afterwards focusing on the sad aspects of her situation. Instead, she chose to focus on embracing her new living situation, knowing like never before that the power of living truly lies in the here and now. Her beautiful children, my cousins, serve as evidence of how incredible an example she has been for them. A beautiful family with one badass mom. Happy birthday, and thank you so very much for modeling a zest for life for all these years.